From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria.
And now we are very much working and focused on the question of restoring the cessation of hostilities to the remaining areas where it's been disturbed, but particularly to Aleppo.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call either for a change in the government or new elections. U.S. Navy head Admiral John Richardson says the United States and Russia need to normalize their relations in the Baltics to avoid possible dangerous encounters between Russian planes and U.S. ships. He told reporters at the Pentagon Monday, recent close encounters in the Baltic increase the chance for what he calls a tactical miscalculation. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Saturday. The Adonia will sail to Havana twice a month. Regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba is expected to resume later this year. This is VOA News.